He's Braden Gall. I'm Jason Fitz. Julian Council producing. You're listening to Braden and Fitz on ESPN 102.5 The Game. And the excitement you hear in our voices at this time of the year is because we are finally we're finally almost there. We are finally almost to the spot where we have meaningful college football and NFL football to talk about. We've been getting you caught up on some of the hot NFL news, obviously, throughout the course of the morning. But with college football right around the corner, we wanted to go ahead and bring on somebody that could help us break down some of the big stories across the nation. Also, dive into these power rankings we talked about a few days ago. Adam Rittenberg, ESPN college football writer. Adam, thanks for taking some time and joining us, man. We appreciate it this morning.
Hey, you bet. Good morning, guys. Hope you're doing well.
So you guys put the power rankings out. Just out of curiosity, your philosophy when you evaluate a team in the preseason, what is it you're looking for that's most important to you from a criteria standpoint?
Yeah, you know, so much of it is what you have coming back. I mean, you know, a lot of these teams recruited at a very high level. There's not a huge difference between one and the other. So it is what it is. The things you know who they have coming back at quarterback, what they have surrounding that player. I tend to look a lot at the offensive and defensive lines. And even if a team, you know, loses receivers or running backs, those guys typically are replaceable, especially with younger players. But if you lose a lot on the line, it's hard for me to rank you too high. So, you know, I mean, you could say we have Alabama 1 and they lost a lot along the defensive front. I think it's a fair argument. But you just look at their track record. They've always been able to find players to fill those gaps, and there's little reason to believe they won't do that again. There's really no exact way to do this, but obviously, the things that they have coming back, certainly the coaching, if there are any coaching changes, things like that, I'll go into the equation.
So, Adam, part of the conversation that people have had with us on Twitter is how does this all go down on your power rankings? Because it's some great minds, obviously, around ESPN that come up with this power ranking. Is there a debate discussion that goes on, or does everyone just fill out their own top 25 sort of blindly?
Yeah, we all fill out our own, at least for the preseason, although I will break a little news for you guys on the show. During the season, it's going to be all me. So I will take your bribes, I will take your love, I'll take your hate. I will be putting our in-season power rankings together every Saturday night. So, but for this one, it was just a panel of top 25 votes that were calculated, and then the averages were the thing you see online. I mean, for example, I'm getting for Michigan fans, so they see my name on it. How is it possible for Michigan to be ranked 13th, which I think is somewhat fair, although I had them 10th in my ballot. So, you know, clearly I had them ahead of many of the other voters because they ended up 13th, so which I think is fine, but I would have had them a little bit higher in my poll.
You are a brave, brave man, Adam. We appreciate that. And to one of the leagues, and we'll get to the SEC in a second, but I was fascinated by the Big 12 in your poll because you guys had six teams in that league. Now, I don't know if there's a team in that league that's capable of winning two games in the college football playoffs. Certainly, it seems like there's a lot of them, though, that could win the Big 12 championship.
Yeah, you know, it was interesting to see, you know, some of those Big 12 teams at the end of the poll, like TCU and West Virginia. They're both very interesting teams. West Virginia especially fascinates me with Will Grier coming in there as their new quarterback. He had so much success at Florida before the drug test, and then him leaving Florida for West Virginia. So they're really interesting. And clearly that league starts with the Oklahoma schools and really starts with Oklahoma. Even though they had a coaching change, there's a lot of excitement justifiably around that program with Baker Mayfield coming back, and you know, some of their offensive line returns almost intact, and you know, pretty good defense. So Oklahoma State's also a team that is very capable of making a run for a Big 12 championship with Mason Rudolph and James Washington, and arguably the best receiving corps in the country. And then Texas is really the wild card. You know, how much better are they going to be under Tom Herman? They were 5-7 last year. They were a historically bad defense, but they do return quite a few pieces under a new coaching staff, which may give them the edge that they lacked under Charlie Strong. So I think they're the most interesting team in the conference, but I would agree with you guys. It's going to be hard, I think, for a Big 12 team to win a national title, and I think realistically getting into the playoffs, you're probably talking about those two Oklahoma schools. But as we've seen, if you can perform well in a non-conference, that changes everything, and that's where the Big 12 struggled so much last year. That's why a game like Oklahoma at Ohio State is so important, not just for Oklahoma but for the entire league. Same with Texas at USC, and even some under-the-radar games like TCU Arkansas or West Virginia opening up with Virginia Tech, or Oklahoma State going to Pitt. Those are significant games when you're trying to build a resume as a league to say whoever wins our conference should be part of that Final Four.
We're talking to Adam Rittenberg, ESPN college football writer. And Adam, I want to ask you at the top of the pile on your power rankings, Alabama, Florida State, Ohio State, schools like that get sort of benefit of the doubt for the coaches. So you mentioned there's question marks for Alabama, but the answer to how are they going to solve that is typically Nick Saban. So when you look at number 5 on the power rankings, Clemson, has Dabo Swinney gone into that category where even though there are question marks, the answer is simply Dabo Swinney and that's good enough?
Well, and the thing is, they don't have as many question marks in some ways as a lot of the other teams in the top 10. Unfortunately, they have the biggest question mark, which is quarterback. And that's going to be the big mystery. But they've recruited so well, guys, as you know, especially two positions that jump out to me the most are their defensive line and their wide receivers. And the wide receivers, it's not a surprise. That's Dabo Swinney's background. He coached wide receivers before becoming the head coach at Clemson. They just had an assembly line of All-Americans go through there. But their defensive line recruiting is, I know, the envy of several SEC schools, the way that they've been able to stockpile defensive linemen, and they should have one of the, I think, certainly a top 5, maybe top 3 defensive line this year with Christian Wilkins and Dexter Lawrence and Cleveland Farrell have heard great things about in the offseason, had the big national championship game performance, but you're still replacing the greatest player in team history in Deshaun Watson, and you're probably going to take a step back a little bit at quarterback. But I would agree that they are now at a point with the way they've recruited and the way that Dabo is regarded that they can lose, you know, key players and sometimes a lot of players at a certain position and not fall back significantly in the rankings. I mean, Michigan fans, like I said, they're upset because why are we 13th? And, you know, they lost a lot of players and they have a great coach. But I think Michigan is not nearly where the point Clemson is, where they're competing nationally, even though they've recruited well. Clemson has taken that step with its recruiting and its coaching.
You look at the SEC behind Alabama, and certainly looks like quarterback play is going to take a step forward in this league, but I don't know if there's a clear-cut challenger. The coaches poll came out, and they had Georgia ahead of Florida, they had LSU ahead of Auburn, and you guys sort of went the other direction with that. Who are the top challengers to Alabama, in your opinion?
I really like Auburn, and I know it's so much of it is riding on Jarrett Stidham. I don't know if there's a player in the country, guys, who has potentially more influence over so many different things. You talk to coaches, as I did in the offseason, not just in the SEC, but in the Big 12 where he played at Baylor, and just other coaches who had recruited him. They love this guy. They think he can be a one-and-done player at Auburn, and if that's the case, that's what they've been missing the last 2 years. We know they can run the football. They have two of the better running backs in the SEC. They have a good offensive line. Their defense took a step forward last year and should be pretty good again. So that team could challenge Alabama if Jarrett Stidham is how he's advertised coming into the program. Georgia is also fascinating. You know, they if you really study their year, last year it was very mediocre. I mean, they lost games they should have won. They lost the game to Tennessee. It was right at the end. I mean, they're losing to Vanderbilt. They did finish the season with a good bowl win, but they return a lot of pieces. I mean, Jacob Eason is back at quarterback. They have Chubb and Michelle at running back. Defensive secondary is almost completely intact. So if they're going to take a step forward, this is the year to do it. But I wouldn't write off Florida. That's won the East a couple times. Certainly would never write off LSU, although their offense is certainly going through a transition under Matt Canada. But I Auburn is the team that I'm going to be watching out for, especially because we'll see early on how good they are when they go to Clemson in week 2.
We're talking to ESPN college football guru Adam Rittenberg. So, Adam, the Vols made the coaches top 25. They did not make the power rankings top 25. Why do you guys hate the University of Tennessee?
Yeah, clearly that's what it is. That's what's going to be during the season. No, there's clearly talent there. I think it was honestly an offshoot of last season. You know, we're not going to get fooled again. And they did lose, you know, a lot of pieces to the NFL. They have question marks on both sides of the ball. But maybe this is good for Tennessee. I mean, Tennessee did not handle those expectations well going into last year. I mean, they clearly could have lost their first game to Appalachian State, and they ended up losing some games later in the year, I think, to inferior teams like South Carolina. So I think this could be a good thing, in a sense, for Tennessee to be more under the radar. We know Butch Jones has recruited well there. But they need to be much better on both sides of the ball, especially defensively. That unit was nowhere near the expectations that Bob Shoup and the rest of the staff had. So I think Tennessee is, yeah, I mean, they're going to be a fringe top 25 team, or they're going to be just outside the top 25. So it's not like we're talking, oh, they should have been a top 15 team. They're just not at this point after the way that they underachieved last year and then the number of players they lost to the NFL.
You can watch them on ESPN, read them all over ESPN.com, follow them on Twitter at ESPN Rittenberg. Adam Rittenberg, thanks for taking the time, and just stay off social media on Sunday. If you're going to put the power rankings out Saturday, just, you know, come back to it Monday. That's the only chance you've got, buddy.
Yeah, radio silence for Sunday morning for sure. Appreciate it, guys. Have a good one.
Thanks for coming on with us, Adam. Great stuff from Adam.
God
as
bless
always.
Him for doing that by himself.
Oh,
everything.
Man. Yeah, you can't deflect anything when you've done it yourself. There's no...
Alabama at number two? What an idiot.
Hey,
oh, he's such an idiot. Who's this Adam Rittenberg guy?
Oh, it's fantastic Roll stuff tide. From Adam. It raises a question that we haven't had the chance to get into yet with college football coming right around the corner about scheduling and who these teams should play. We're going to have that conversation on the heels of power rankings. We will do that next. Braden and Fitz, ESPN, 102.5 The Game.